This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
There's been this, and I get it, because as Dolphin fans, we all want a quarterback. We're all dying for a Marino. And I was spoiled as a child because going as a child into my teens and into my young adulthood, I got spoiled because I had Greasy, Woodstock, and Marino, right? And so for 30-something years, I didn't worry about quarterbacks, right? It was something that even when they didn't have Marino or Greasy, they overcame it with Woodstock and a team that was able to accomplish something pretty sweet. Not win it all, but at least it was, you know, a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. But, and I get it. And Joe Burrow is that love affair now that a lot of you Dolph fans have. And, you know, people are writing now that, oh, they should have gotten the first round pick. They would have had Joe Burrow, even though Joe Burrow was never on their radar when they were talking about tanking at the beginning of the year. It was all tanking for Tua. Not that there was ever any tanking ever involved in all of this, but whatever the silliness that goes on. And I also get the silliness of the calls, sometimes the texts. And it's ridiculous when people think that you're going to be able to trade multiple picks to the Bengals and take Joe Burrow away from them when he's an Ohio kid and Cincinnati is in Ohio. And they need a quarterback in a desperate way. So I wanted to share a little story with you because the Bengals, who are on the clock now, have already put out some stuff. It says, he definitely checks a lot of boxes early on in the evaluation process. That's quarterback coach Alex Van Pelt of the Cincinnati Bengals. He obviously looks like a very intriguing guy. Okay? They don't know right now at the moment if he'll show up at Senior Bowl next week, which we're hoping that he does. But Callahan described the Heisman winner as advertised. He's got natural pocket feel. He feels it, Callahan says. It seems like he never takes his eyes off the field. He extends the play really, really well. He's a lot faster than you might assume. When you see him running away from those SEC guys, he's got incredible upfield accuracy. The ball hardly ever hits the ground in a game, which is rare, and he just naturally puts the ball in places where those guys can make plays. Okay? He threw 60 touchdowns this year, 6 interceptions. And the Bengals, as you know, have noticed all of this since, you know, they had 18 touchdowns and 16 interceptions this year from their quarterbacks. We got a lot of similarities with their pass game. A lot of NFL offenses do, Callahan said of LSU. He ran a lot of elements of what they did in New Orleans, getting guys in space, getting people in matchups. You see a lot of pro passing concepts in their offense, and they did a really good job. But they are things that you see around the league. It's all things that fit very well with what we do and a lot of people do.